people have all kinds of ideas about all kinds of things, no matter what they are, whether they're about enlightenment or misery or anything in between. There are many, many, many ideas to describe whatever's going on. But whatever these ideas are, they're all evidence of peace. That's what they are. And so you see, there's nothing that the ideas can reveal to us as ideas. It's their source that is key. And we can only know, for example, most of us think war and peace are opposite. But what we see, what we need to come to within ourselves is that war never jumped out of peace. You see, war didn't jump out of peace somehow and become another thing. And this is what is, although it's very simple, sometimes it isn't easy within us because we have become so determined to believe that our negative states somehow have jumped out of our well-being and that they're causing a problem. That now the negative states are over here and they're fighting against the well-being that's over here. But you see, the negative states have never jumped out of the well-being. They're inseparable. You got that? Uh-huh. They're really inseparable. So this is the importance of short moments, because short moments doesn't have anything to do with thinking. In short moments, we come to see that points of view flow peacefully on by within our peaceful nature. That they never jump out of our peaceful nature, that they always are our peaceful nature. And this is very, very important to recognize. The flow of points of view is to our peaceful nature like space is to space. You see, they're not two different things. And so if we think that our negative states, worthlessness, depression, dark days, or enlightenment, rainbow body, light body, whatever these descriptions are, you see, they both describe the same thing. If I'm blowing your whole worldview, sorry, but you'll like the other one better, the one I'm suggesting better. Because you see, there's nowhere to go, and this is what this text points out. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. So if you're looking for well-being, just know that there's nowhere to go. The only well-being there will ever be is right here. And at first we start to see it in that's short moments many times. It's an acronym. You'll never forget that, will you? Some people thought I said smut. But, you know, it could be that, too. There isn't anything that's ever jumped out of our peaceful nature and become something else. And all these descriptions, no matter what they are, they're all the sounds, no matter what they are, they're the symphony of peace. They all have the same root without any exception. All the appearances, all the beautiful colors are colorless brilliance. They've never jumped out of colorless brilliance. They're just the rainbow flow of colorless brilliance. And so you see, when we come to really understand this through short moments, then we reach a point where the short moments aren't necessary. Why aren't they necessary? Well, we've become convinced. We've simply become convinced. In our own experience, we've become convinced that there's nowhere to go. That even though we may have been seeking all of our lives to get somewhere, there's never anywhere to go. There's never anywhere to get to. wherever we are, there we are. And so you see, when we first hear this, it could sound disheartening, or who knows, maybe it sounds perfect. It depends on your disposition. But it's the truth. That's what it boils down to, you see. There isn't anywhere to go. Where would you get to that you aren't now? That's the point here. And so you see, by the power of short moments, many times these short moments, they really burn through all ideas of what we've taken things to be. They really outshine all of our notions, and then all the descriptions we've used that seem so concrete, they just start to sound like poetry. They all are poetry about the same topic or theme, and that is our peaceful nature. They've never separated out from or become something other than our peaceful nature. And when we keep it simple by the power of short moments, we begin to see this is true. But, you know, if we want to complicate it, we can seek endless instructions. We can say, oh, short moments, that won't be enough. To the most peaceful people who have ever lived, short moments has been enough. So this is what we need to realize. We're not special, exceptional, out of the ordinary people who need bookloads full of instructions or hours and hours of oral instructions or special symbols or anything at all. We don't need anything at all. We already are what we are. So you see, if we keep it simple and rely on short moments, this is the easy way. Short moments equals shortcut. A shortcut. It's just like if you put one of those little shortcut icons on your desktop, boom, you can get right where you're going. Now, if you don't put it there, well, you might have to sift through 5,000 bookmarks or however many you have for all the different things that you've been looking at. But just with that one simple shortcut, it really does make life easy. Now, we might think, oh, we're too smart for short moments. Or we have an advanced degree, so short moments must be for stupid people, not smart people like us. But short moments, that's equally beneficial for everyone. And this has always been the quintessence of all instruction. It's the quintessence of all instruction. It's completely unelaborate. Completely unelaborate. So you see, to just stay put in what is unelaborate is very simple, because we're already unavoidably staying put. Do you see what I'm saying? We're unavoidably staying put. And so this is just the way it is. If we need all kinds of fancy footwork, we're going to keep up on dancing forever, you know, looking for the right partner. But if we stick with short moments, we say, aha, yeah, well, this is the way to go. And if we're not convinced, then, well, maybe it'd be useful to talk to some people who have employed short moments until it's no longer necessary. That can do a lot to convince you. Go to the website and read the stories of people who started out skeptical, maybe just like you. And now they're convinced. They've become convinced through their own experience that there's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. Now, when a little child comes to its mother and says, oh my God, everything's awful, the world's falling apart, ah, the sky is falling, and the mother doesn't say, oh my God, you're right, this is scary, this is horrible. No, the mother says, okay, now, you know, the see the sky, it's not falling in, everything's okay. Well, this is the same way with yourself. This is what short moments provides. If you get into the story and you start agreeing with the story, oh my God, it's awful, I'm worthless, I'm depressed, I'm falling back from my formerly enlightened state that I was in, you know, whatever it is. Then that's like the mother jumping in and agreeing with the child's anxiety and panic attack. And so you see short moments, this is the key. This is the great mother, you could say, the good mother right there. Every single moment, short moments, short moments, short moments. And have you noticed the thing about short moments is that it's not necessary to apply it to every single point of view, every single thought, every single emotion, every single sensation, every single experience. Once you become convinced in one point of view, all of a sudden a lot of points of view are included. You no longer see those points of view in the same way. You've outshone at least some of the points of view with the brilliance of what's at their basis. So you see, short moments is a very powerful medicine, an extraordinarily powerful medicine. We could say it's the cure-all. It's the cure-all. It's the instruction where we save ourselves from ourselves and our stories about Chicken Little and the sky is falling in. Right? Well, at the beginning, it may not seem like it could possibly work. How could a short moment overcome all of my negative states? Maybe that's what you're thinking. What about my panic attacks or my anxiety or my depression or my anger or my jealousy or my desire or my whatever it might be? What about my special afflictive state? My special disturbing nature? It can't possibly work for something as big as that. However, if we keep it very simple, you see, we'll perhaps gain confidence with some of our points of view that are easier. And then in that way, we gradually come to see that short moments can probably apply to our deeply afflictive states too. Most of us, we really want to minimize our deficiencies and revel in our good qualities, right? We would really like to do that. Most human beings are really like that. Even though we might have different ways of going about it, most of us are really like that. However, there's only one way to do that, to completely minimize all deficiencies, so to speak, and at the same time, exalt all our qualities. They happen simultaneously in short moments. So by this single measure of short moments, all deficiencies melt away and all qualities are perfected. That is pretty amazing. So you see, we don't need to look for anything more complicated with more depth. There's no greater depth than short moments. If we keep looking for something else, then we'll keep finding something else, and we'll end up in a cycle of endless exhaustion. It's really true. Have you ever noticed that there's an endless stream of self-help books out there, self-improvement books, blogs and internet sites with quick fixes, an endless stream. And if we get caught up in that, then we'll see one of the quick fixes and we'll think, aha, this is it, I've got it. And then we'll apply it for a while and we'll go, oh yeah, this is it, it's working. And then all of a sudden something happens, some unexpected point of view comes up and it's all over. And we're on to the next self-improvement project, right? Well, you see, with short moments will never let us down. It will never, ever let us down. So this is what we can really count on. Short moments will take us all the way, quickly or slowly, to our all-accomplishing nature, our nature that instantaneously accomplishes everything. So you see, in that, we can just relax. Now, have you ever been to Miami? Anyone? Ever been to Miami? Okay. Now, down in Florida, that's in the southern part of the United States, a lot of people like to go down there when their bones start to creak and just lay out on the lounge chairs in the sun for the rest of their life. And so you see, every short moment is like that lounge chair, just in that Miami sun and enjoying the good life. And yeah. I gave someone a ride this morning. He was on his way to Miami and then to Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, to visit his mother. Yeah, I saw him going up the hill there on Elm, and he had an enormous plastic bag filled with stuff and a suitcase. So he jumped in the car, and then he was going to stash his stuff in the woods while he went to the bank and got some money for his trip, and then come back and get his stuff out of the woods and go to the airport. He was ready for West Palm Beach, you know. He was ready to bask in the sun with his mom. She lives on the ninth floor of a condominium down there, condominium project with a beautiful view. So you see, with our peaceful nature, we always have a beautiful view. We just start to chuckle and say, oh wow, you know, that's amazing, all these old things that used to get me down, they can't get to me anymore. So this is what we start to see. We don't need to make a big deal out of it. We can if we want to, but no special clothing or uniform is necessary. You don't have to change your outfits or start shopping at a new store or go to the ethnic section of town. Of whatever your town is. If you're in Delhi, maybe there's an American section, you know, all the new shopping centers in India with all the Western wear. Or if you're in New York City, you might go to the Indian section of town. Or if you're in, if you're in Dehradun, you might go to the Tibetan section of town. Get your special costume for your peaceful nature. But you see, you don't need, whatever you're wearing, that's your special costume. All of the embellishments of awareness are its special costume, no matter what they are. So you're already dressed up and ready to go. You never even have to think about such things again. You don't need any special bells to ring or horns to toot or anything at all. Really. You can do that if you want to. I'm not going to stop you. Some people like that kind of stuff. But I'm just saying it's not necessary. So don't feel deprived like you need special equipment. And you're worried because you can't find the special equipment store. Just take it easy, keep it simple, relax, and know that by tapping into your own peaceful nature, you take a stand for world peace. you take a stand for world peace in a demonstrable way, a way that guarantees peace. It guarantees your own peace at the very least, and that there are no greater riches in life than your own peace. So at minimum, you guarantee your own peace. And with many people guaranteeing their own peace, the world is a peaceful place. Unflappable equanimity. The unflappable equanimity of our peaceful nature isn't like being on sleeping pills, just in case you didn't know that. It's an all-powerful reality, our all-powerful nature, imbued with the most powerful intelligence, the most powerful diplomatic skills, the most powerful, skillful means for taking care of any kind of situation. So we're not talking about passivity or some kind of drug-induced state that makes us have no anxiety. We're talking about completely being free from all appearances. There can be intense anxiety, intense panic, intense physical pain, no matter what it is, but it never separated out from total and complete peace. This is what we discover about ourselves. So you see, there's nowhere else to look. All righty.